So let's go ahead and get started. These days, martial arts schools are growing, they're evolving. Like I mentioned in the first paragraph of this report, I can't say it's impossible, but it's very hard to operate a martial arts school like martial arts schools were operated in the mid-'80s, late-'80s to early 90s. I remember when I started martial arts in the mid to late 80s, I remember things such as having to do knuckle push-ups on the hardwood floor, and I was the only girl in class, and I took class with adults as well. And there was just a lot of things that I look back and that I remember from when I first started that there are no-nos to do in schools today. So let's go over some things that you can do to help improve your school. And if you're not doing some of these trends, doesn't necessarily mean you're doing anything wrong. These are just ideas of some things you may want to take into consideration, if not now, somewhere in the near future. The first thing that I recommend that you take a look at is up-to-date technology in your school. I also recommend that you have a comprehensive resource library. Plus, one thing you want to do is get an edge on your competition. You want to have a new age look. Cutting-edge curriculum is also a big, big trend, especially with competition. Martial arts schools popping up everywhere in your neighborhood. If your curriculum is cutting-edge, it definitely will give you an edge over your competitors. And then, of course, networking community. A lot of schools are really starting to take this into serious consideration. So let me go ahead and go through each one of these trends and explain what I mean by why they're trends and how they're trends and how you can incorporate them into your school. The first one, up-to-date technology. And if you read the first sentence of my report, it says, even if dinosaurs were alive today, the business-minded ones would all have up-to-date technology. And I think that's very important. Coming from somebody who operated a martial arts school with close to 700 students, and I didn't have a computer system set up. In other words, I didn't have a software system set up, and I did everything manually. And it worked out really well for me, but I'm noticing that these days and age, in order to make things run efficient, you need to have up-to-date technology. I highly recommend that you have an up-to-date computer with a lot of memory capacity. Of course, you want to be able to do quick graphics and quick reports and letters and any kind of marketing material on your computer. And if you don't have an up-to-date computer, then you won't be able to do that. Another thing that I recommend, and this is just a recommendation, is that you have high-speed internet, because there's so many times where I'm talking with my office manager and I'm explaining something, and then I say, okay, well, let me jump on my resource library and download it. And if I didn't have high-speed internet, it might take forever. Or I may just jump on the internet to do some research. And if you have dial-up, it's okay, but of course we all know that that takes a long time. So I recommend that I recommend that you get high-speed internet just because it's more efficient. Going on also is email. I'm still talking with a lot of people through Member Solutions who say that they don't do email. And that's totally okay, but really email is a fantastic way to communicate. I communicate with a lot of my parents at my school. I communicate with my staff that way. Really, my office manager and I are a lot more productive when we email each other. So what I do each day is I send her a list of things that I need her to get done, and then she sends me an email each time she gets one of those tasks done. So I can always go back and say, I wonder if Jill sent that brochure over to the graphic designer to get done. And then I look at my email, and she says, yeah, I got it done. So it kind of works really well. It helps you open that line of communication a little bit more. So if you don't have email yet, you may want to take into consideration using that. Another thing that I communicate, like I said, I communicate with my parents. I shoot them over email ads. I shoot them over announcements. I shoot them over good job notes, just saying, just wanted to let you know, Brendan did a fantastic job in class. I'm really proud to have him around. So email accounts definitely can help you open up your lines of communication. Number four, a very important one, if you don't have a website yet, definitely start looking into having one of those developed. It's a very, very crucial part of a martial arts business today. I tell you that at least 80% of my info calls all have already been on my website and already read about my programs and already looked at my schedule. So it really helps me. And also, if I'm talking and I'm doing the intro info call with a prospect, and I book the appointment, whether I book the appointment or not, I always refer them to the site. I tell them, go check out the website, read about the program for your child. It'll give you a little bit more information. All of our marketing material has our website on it, and we get, on a weekly basis, we get at least, and I'm saying at least 4 emails per week, because we have this little click here for a free week on my website. We get at least 4 requests for that per week, which is actually very, very cool. Although I do charge for my programs, the free week also really is very effective, especially through your website. If you don't know where to begin with a website, that's what Member Solutions is there for you. Your customer service representative can direct you in the right direction. I can also help you. And, of course, Allie is there to help you as well. And I left my school website on the report so that you can use that as a reference point. Feel free to look at my website, borrow anything that you'd like, or if you want to book a consultation and I can walk you through the design of your website, I'd be more than happy to do that as well. Going on to the next one, a software management system. Like I said, I was a manual person for a very long time, but I'm really starting to see the need, and not necessarily the need, but I'm seeing where a software management system can be extremely helpful in just printing reports, keeping track of your information, and all those things. And this is just a little plug, and of course, if you know me by now, I'm not the big salesperson where I like to shove things down people's throats, but I really got to give kudos to you, Bill. I just invested in it a little over a month ago, and I went through my class, and I haven't put in all of my information yet, but just from what I see, I think it's a fantastic software program, and it's new, so there are going to be consistently a lot of updates to it, but one thing that I like about you, Bill, so much is that it's web-based. So you don't have to have this software that you download onto one computer, and then you can only use that one computer to look for your information. You can upgrade information, you can download information, you can see all of your information from any computer. And even in my martial arts school, I have 4 computers at my school. So it really helps my staff, it helps myself. I think it's just such a great program. And for being very brand new, I think that they did a very good job. So if you haven't checked it out yet, definitely check it out and see what it's like, because you may actually really like it and you may find it to be extremely effective for your school. So that's my plug for you, Bill. So let's go on to the next trend, resource library. And I think I'm not necessarily saying that this is a new trend. I think a lot of schools have always had the collection of books. I used to work for Sergio von Schmeling when I was 19, and one of the things that I remember most is all of his Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy tapes that were on his shelves all the time. And that really got me interested in learning from the best people. So it's definitely something that I highly recommend you start building up in your resource library. Have books that you can use for reference points. If you look here, I just put some of my favorite books on there. I have shelves of books. But the ones that I listed here, like Emotional Intelligence, The Millionaire's Mind, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that's a very important book. All these books are really good to have on your shelf. You know, sometimes when I'm in my office and I'm stuck doing my class planning or I'm stuck writing a report for Member Solutions and I walk around my office, sometimes I'll just pick up one of the books and start reading, and it gives me a lot of motivation. Magazines, of course, magazines also are very good sources for information, and then there's a list of suggested magazines here. You know, really, the main thing I use the magazines for is just always to look at the new products and stuff and find out what's going on. If I need to refer somebody to an insurance company or something like that, I just pick up the magazine and all the information is right there. Another thing in your resource library is kind of a must is training videos and DVDs. When, again, the same thing, when I'm kind of stuck for a drill for a class planner, I'll just throw in one of my DVDs that I can use as a reference point and also motivate me. Electronic resource collection and reference manuals, a lot of my step-by-step reports and a lot of my information is all on my computer. Of course, make sure you back it up. But some of the things that you must have, if you haven't checked out Tommy Lee's SBSS system, one of the important ones, because he has a very good intro call sheet script, and he also has a very good log that you can use. And I keep it on my computer, so every time I need a new script, I just print it out if I run out. Of course, I mentioned Schumann Concepts on there. Take it to the next level, because Allie has a lot of great information on there. And here's 2 other ones that I just put on there. If you've ever checked out GorillaMarketing.com, that's a very, very cool site. And it's a membership. You have to subscribe to it. It's only $49.95 per month, which isn't very much. But you get access to these forums where you can jump on the forums. And I did this. I said, hello, guys. I own and operate a martial arts school, and I'm also a consultant in the industry, and I'm really trying to find out what the latest trends are in marketing and maybe how they apply to the martial arts business. And I got so many replies from the forums and so many cool ideas. Some of the ideas were a little off the wall. Some of the ideas I couldn't afford to do in my marketing budget or wouldn't want to invest my money in. But it's very interesting, some of the feedback that I got. And also, of course, the reports and such are great on there. And then, of course, SpeedQuest.com, because me personally, I'm a results-driven martial arts school, and I always like getting the new drills. And a lot of the drills are related towards football and baseball and soccer, and that's perfect for me. So I'll look on SpeedQuest one day, and I'll find a speed drill, and I'll come in class and say, okay, who plays football in here? And they'll raise their hand, and I say, okay, this drill's going to make you better in football. Just so that you have that relationship on how martial arts is good for additional sports. So those are some suggestions. Of course, also in your resource library, some must-haves, companies like Maya and companies like NAPMA that, of course, I belong to. That information is extremely resourceful. Keep it in your collection. Even if you don't read a Maya packet or a NAPMA packet one particular month, keep it with you. One day when you're running out of ideas or you're bored or you have a new staff member and he's not doing anything, take the packet or take the box and give it to your staff member and tell him to look through it. You can always find great ideas, even if it's ideas that you already are doing or you already know about. You never know what additional information you can find to help improve what you're currently doing. So those are definitely must-haves. So let's go on to the next trend, is a new age look. I'm going to tell you honestly, one of the biggest selling points in my new school is the look. When we fill out, and of course I'm a little insulted in some ways because I want them to say that they're coming here because the programs are so fantastic and the reputation is great, but of course we're still new. We've only been open for 11 weeks, so I guess I can't expect that. But a lot of the people, when they come in, they say, well, you have the nicest school. It just looks very cool. It looks very clean. And it's true, and not to pick on a lot of the competitors in my area, but one of the guys who's less than 2 miles down from me, he's got an old sign. It's broken on one side because of the hurricane, which was last year. All of his decals in his window are peeling. And I peeked into his window, and he's got carpet, which is okay, but he's got duct tape in certain parts of his carpet. And it just doesn't look good. I mean, he's still going to get students. I'm not saying that you're not going to enroll anybody, but really, there's a lot of people out there who make a major part of their decision on whether or not they're going to roll into your school based on purely looks. So if your sign is nice, if your flooring looks great, if your marking material is very professional, and even to the bathrooms, that's very important too. You're going to notice you're going to start to attract a higher clientele, and you're going to notice that it's going to help increase your enrollments. So if you are one of those schools that has window decals that are peeling, or maybe your bathrooms can be renovated, or maybe you can update your flooring, it definitely is worth investing into. And I guarantee you that after you do it, your students are going to comment on it in a complimentary way, because we get a lot of compliments on how cool our bathrooms are. Every single person who walks into our dojo loves our flooring. We actually use the zebra mats. We got 2,000 square feet of zebra mats. And our school is actually called On the Mat Martial Arts. And so our signature is our mat, our training mat. And everybody who walks into the school, the first thing they compliment is just the mats. They think it's really cool. But another thing that we get a lot of compliments on is all of our marketing material. We spend a little extra money to hire a graphic designer to design our door hangers. I believe we paid him $300 to do it. And then we had our door hangers redesigned through GetMembers.com, and they were very nice four-color front and back door hangers. And we've already, through our marketing promotions, we've already gotten, I would say, and I'm pulling this number off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure I'm very close to at least 20 people from our door hangers in the last 11 weeks. And one of the reasons why they came in because of our door hangers is because they said that they were just very professional. They really liked them. All of our brochures are four color. Even our logo, because branding is one of the biggest trends in 2005. If you talk to any big major corporation not involved in the martial arts, they're going to say one of the two biggest trends you see nowadays is, number one, community involvement, because publicity is a major source of marketing. Marketing, yes. And number two is branding. The more you have your logo everywhere, the more you brand your name, that's really where you start to build that name recognition, and that's where you start to build that reputation. We've got our logo on my truck all the way across the back of my SUV as our On the Mat logo. All of our uniforms have the On the Mat patch. When you walk into our school, the On the Mat logo is on the wall. The On the Mat logo is on all of our equipment, such as our slammer targets and our small square targets. All of our T-shirts have our On the Mat logo on them. And people recognize the On the Mat. And we had it done very nicely. It's very professional. And it cost us, again, it'll cost you anywhere from $250 to $400 to get your logo done. But branding is a very key part to successful marketing. You know, an ad is an ad is an ad is an ad. But if an ad has a very nice logo on it, it really puts you, it steps you up from the rest. So let me see if I missed anything here. I guess I covered everything. Signage, of course, is very important. We got a very cool sign. A lot of people see our sign from the main strip, and they compliment that. Let me just touch on bathrooms one more time, because I remember when I was running a school, when I was running one of my schools in Port Charlotte, we had just gotten another school in Englewood, and the last thing that we did was the bathrooms. And we had a lot of comments about the bathrooms, and I was very embarrassed. So ever since then, I've been a very picky person about having nice, clean bathrooms. So we really went out of our way in our new school to make sure our bathrooms are very nice. We have it painted with this color washing so it looks like bamboo. And we have bamboo all over the bathroom and a nice mirror and nice fixtures. And every single person who comes into our school, when they go and use the restroom, they always come out and compliment them. So it's definitely worth the investment there as well. So let me move on to the next trend, is cutting-edge curriculum and training. If you've been teaching the same curriculum for the last decade, the last 20 years, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you maybe add a little bit more curriculum to that or modify a couple of things, you're going to notice that your students are going to get very excited. Every time we've innovated, and I always say innovate our curriculum, our students get excited. And again, the reason why I'm saying innovation is because I don't want to say that we changed our curriculum. Because if you say you're going to change your curriculum, people are going to say, what were you doing wrong and you had to change it? So we always say we innovated. So whether you're going to age-specific programs or you're throwing in a very highly structured rotating curriculum or you're adding an additional program to your school, such as the most popular program right now, which is XMA, all those things are popular trends that really can boost the momentum, boost your retention, boost your enthusiasm. And think of it this way. There's three ways that it really helps grow your school when you're having cutting-edge curriculum. Number one, you're going to retain your students better because it's something new and something exciting. Number two, this gives you a solid opportunity to market to your inactive students by saying, hey, you haven't been here for a year. Guess what? We've got new cutting-edge curriculum. We've incorporated these programs, and they're fantastic, and you got to come check it out. Come in for a month and see if you like it. That makes a huge difference. I've been working with a lot of clients right now who are switching over to cutting-edge curriculums, and they're saying, you know what? Not only are my students liking it, but I'm getting a lot of students back in. Because a lot of my students, one of the reasons why they quit was just because they were getting bored, and it was just kind of the same old stuff. But when we told them we had new stuff, they came and checked it out, and they really liked it. So that's the second way it helps your school. And, of course, the third way, that gives you a marketing campaign. Because sometimes you don't want to just market. In other words, you don't want to just put your school information and say, call for a free uniform and come in. Sometimes it's very good to synergize all of your marketing material to a marketing campaign that relates towards something specific. If you have just incorporated a fantastic rotating curriculum, or you just incorporated your programs to be age-specific, or you just incorporated the XMA, I would make my newspaper ad, my door hanger, my flyer. I would put on the homepage of my website. I would create letters to send to my inactive students. I would have draw boxes out there for my students. I would do some free classes for my buddy days on the new program. I would set up an open house. I would do all these things in synergy, all based on that new program, whether, like I said, if it's XMA, everything would have XMA all over it. If it was age-specific, everything would have age-specific all over it. If it was a new rotating curriculum, everything would be based around that rotating curriculum concept. So that's a very good opportunity to tie it into marketing. It's a very, very big trend. Again, I can't stress it enough. A lot of the clients I've been working with who are experiencing growth as far as 50 to 100 students this year alone, one of the major reasons why they're growing so fast is because they're tying in all their marketing with specific new trends that they're incorporating into their school. And if you're giving your school a new age look, and you're incorporating technology, and you're having a, you're studying your resource library, and you're incorporating cutting-edge curriculum, all those things tied in together, that's what it takes to shift your momentum forward. There's no other secret to doing it. I mean, it's not really a big secret. When people call me and say, hey, Melody, look, I'm stuck at 200 students, and I want to get up to 250 students, and I don't know what to do. This is what it takes to get there. You can get there other ways, but it's probably a lot longer, harder, more expensive road. If you're doing all these things together, it really definitely it's almost like a home run, a slam dunk when you're incorporating all these things. And I hope I'm making sense when I'm explaining it to you guys. Let me go on to the next one, which is the final one. And this is a very big trend right now. A lot of schools are finding this a key to their marketing as well as all the other things I just mentioned, which is a networking community. If I talk to the average martial arts instructor and just cold call them and said, hey, this is Melody Schumann, I'm a consultant, I just want to ask you a couple of questions on trends that you're doing right now. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a networking community? I can tell you all the successful schools are going to say, why, yes, I do. And what I mean by networking community is, are you a member of your chamber of commerce? If you are not, definitely you should check it out. Now, I have heard from some of my clients that the Chamber of Commerce in their area is kind of bogus. So it's not always very good in some people's areas. So if you're frustrated because you've been to them and you didn't like them, it's not because you're doing anything wrong, because there are some chambers that aren't very good. But I can tell you the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce that I belong to is fantastic. They came to my school. They did a ribbon cutting. They took pictures. They put it in the Chamber of Commerce newsletter. They sent out an email announcement for our grand opening. Now we're going to be running an open house in the middle of August, and they're going to send out a letter to everybody for that. When we did our free child safety seminar, they sent out an email announcement to all of the Chamber of Commerce members. I've been to a lot of the meet and greets. I went to a luncheon and met the Pinellas County superintendent. It was a very good opportunity for me to get my name out to him, meet him face-to-face, let him know what my goals and aspirations are. I also know what his goals and aspirations are, so that next time I get into the school system, I can relate him towards those goals. All those things, joining the chamber is very effective just because of those alone. And if you don't know how to join a Chamber of Commerce, all you have to do is type in Chamber of Commerce in your area, and you'll see all the locations that pop up. It's very simple. The second thing for networking community is set up a board of directors for your school. This is something that I just recently started when I started my consulting company, but we decided to do it for our on-the-mat martial arts location too. We just talked to a couple of our friends who own businesses, and we get together at least once per month, and we just talk. We talk about what we're doing at our school, what our USP is, which is our unique selling point. We get feedback from them. They tell us, you know what, in this particular marketing material, you may want to change this, or maybe they'll contribute to our guerrilla marketing campaign and give us some ideas. Also internally, they look around the school. They let us know what they like. They let us know what they don't like. Networking with the board of directors can be very, very important in your school because the feedback is priceless. And one of the people who I have on my board of directors, she started an email marketing company for the automotive industry, which another company just offered the purchase for $10 million. She built this from scratch about 5 years ago and already built it into a $10 million enterprise. I think that's phenomenal. So the opportunity for me, since she's on the board of directors, to pick her brain and get her feedback, it's priceless. I mean, money can't buy that kind of consulting. Actually it can, but it's very expensive. So having a board of directors is kind of the cheaper way of getting constructive feedback for your school. Other things in networking communities. Seek ways to cross-promote with students who own businesses. I just spoke with one of my Schumann Concept clients this morning, and his name is Dwayne Brummett from TriStar Martial Arts in Illinois. And he came up with this phenomenal idea, and I hope he doesn't get mad that I'm sharing it with you guys. But one of the things that he's doing is he has a business of the month every month for his school. And he's got this gas station right down the corner that for the entire month is giving all of his students and all of his members 5 cents off, 5 cents off a gallon of gas. How cool is that, especially now when gas prices rising? And then the other thing is that they fill up the tank, then they get a free big gulp fountain soda. I think that's awesome. And then next month, I believe he's working with a local restaurant that's going to give everybody discounts off of meals. So he's promoting their business, but then they're promoting his business as well. I think it's a win-win situation that he's networking. And a lot of the, I'm sure a lot of the people that he's hooking up with originally are people who own businesses that are students of their school. My attorney for my school, he's got a lead box in his location. Of course, the lead box is our kickboxing lead box that says martial arts relieves stress, because anybody who's seen an attorney right now is under a lot of stress. I have a dentist who is whose kids go to my school, and now, of course, I get my teeth cleaning for a very good price. Also, he has a lead box in his office. I have a friend who owns a skincare therapy place. She does microdermabrasions and facials and stuff. And we've gotten at least 5 referrals from her, because women who go in, they get their facials and they chit-chat. That's what they do for the whole hour. And her kids come to the school. Her kids love it. So she's telling these people about our business. So it's a very awesome way to cross-promote, because we also give away certificates from her business. So if I really had to sit down and tell you my networking community, I can list out for you right now at least 25 businesses in the St. Pete area that I am directly working with right now or plan to work with in the very near future. So setting up a networking community is very important. And also on that, another thing that we did this year, which I'm sure I've talked about in past teleconferences, but I'm going to say it again, is we ran this promotion for police officers and teachers in Pinellas County. They train for free in 2005. So they get a free membership. So we did a press release on it. We got information out to the teachers in my area, and we got information out to the law enforcement in my area. And because we did that, we actually ended up becoming friends with the sheriff of our community, of Pinellas County. And we gave him an honorary black belt award at our grand opening, and actually had a ribbon cutting. And presented the lieutenant who represented him at our ribbon cutting with that award. That is a very important person that I want to network with, because we're going to be able to do all kinds of law enforcement promotions just because we're allowing them to train here for free. Also, of course, if I get pulled over for speeding, hopefully I'll be able to throw a name out there and not get a ticket. But another thing is, you know, the police officers have kids, and we've got a couple of the police officers and teachers who are training for free in our kickboxing class. Their kids are taking the martial arts classes and they're paying for them. So that's another good opportunity to network. Plus, when the school season comes back, all these teachers, guess what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be doing my Yes I Can speech in their class. So very important to network with those people. Then, of course, the most important one in your networking community is everybody needs to have a mentor or mentors. Everybody needs to be able to pick up the phone and call somebody and just bounce their ideas off of them. A lot of the ideas and a lot of the motivation that I get from my mentors that I bounce my ideas off of, or even my clients. Just recently, I had to get rid of my head instructor, who was a very, very close friend of mine, and the situation was terrible, and I was really down and disappointed, and I called up my instructor, who is Mark Speranza, and he's like my mentor, and just talked to him about it, and I vented, and he made me feel really good. And sometimes when you feel frustrated, just pick up the phone and just talk about it. It'll make you feel a lot better. But the same thing with your marketing ideas. Like what I said talking with Dwayne Brummett this morning, he gave me a fantastic idea that I'm going to start doing with my businesses as well. So networking with other schools and finding mentors out there who can help you when you're stressed out or just share ideas, it's very important. So if you're an orphan out there and you don't talk with another martial arts school owner, now is the time. And, of course, you guys are in a fantastic opportunity, being Member Solutions clients. You get to talk to me for 20 minutes through Member Solutions, or you can talk to Allie. So you've got two consultants who both are running martial arts schools. We're both right there in the trenches with you guys. Allie's got a chain of martial arts schools. I've ran a chain of martial arts schools in the past, and now I'm 11 weeks into my new school. So I'm going through all the same things that you guys are going through. So it definitely would not hurt for you to pick up the phone or even shoot me over an email and say, hey, Melody, look, I need some ideas, or Melody, this is the idea that I'm doing. What do you think? Because it's always important to get people's feedback because you never know what else you can do to make what you're doing right now even better. So I hope that these trends that I'm talking about right now on this teleconference have motivated you, inspired you, given you some new ideas, because really trends are very important. It's very hard to just stick with the same thing you're doing day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and be excited about it. There's nothing wrong with doing the same thing, but after a while it does get old and it could get boring, and maybe it might not get boring for you, but it may get boring for your students, and it may get boring for your staff. And those are things that you got to take into consideration. So if you put a little bit of time into incorporating trends, I guarantee you that you're going to see some very significant results from it. So with that said, let's go ahead and open it up for any questions. Go ahead and press *6 if you muted your phone, or go ahead and press unmute. And you guys go ahead and fire away with some questions. Who wants to go first? Hello, does anybody want to go first?
Melody.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jackie from Louisiana.
Hey, Jackie.
I'm intrigued by your promotion to have the law officers and the teachers join.
Uh-huh.
So about how many of them join?
We have, let me actually look on my file right now. I've got three teachers, mm-hmm. and I've got four police officers, and they're all in my fitness kickboxing class.
Okay. I know one thing to be able to sell the idea to my husband is, you know, he looks at, oh, I have four police officers are training for free. So, I mean, I know the bigger picture is your marketing and your, and, you know, I like the idea about the teachers, because then we can get into the classroom.
Right.
And get the kids. Because we don't have, we just have traditional martial arts.
Gotcha.
So, I was just wondering, because I know he imagines if we offer that, we're going to have 15 police officers trained.
Oh, really? Well, you know, you maybe make a limit. Maybe say, okay, the first five police officers and the first five teachers who take advantage of this opportunity to get the training for free. So there's kind of a sense of immediacy to get them in there. And this is one way that I use it in my PR campaign. And, guys, if you want to, go ahead and shoot me over an email, melody@ubill.com, I believe is what my UBill email address is, or melody@ppsbilling, I believe I still have that account up still. And I'll send you over my press release. But the way I explained it to people is there's no better way to give back to my community than give the hardest working people in my community an opportunity to train, relieve stress, have fun, and stay in shape. I think we all agree that police officers and teachers are the hardest working people who are the most underpaid. And I'm sure you guys all agree with me. I mean, at least here in Florida, teachers' salaries are terrible, and they work so very hard. And a lot of them really just can't – they're on tight budgets, so they really can't afford to do martial arts. But, you know, the teachers who are training here, when they come in for kickboxing, just – They all say when they take that kickboxing class, all the problems are stay at the door. And if I can help relieve some of that stress from my local teachers and my local police officers, then I feel like I'm giving back to my community. And that's really what it's all about as well. You know, initially I did it because it is a good PR campaign,
yeah.
But it does make me feel really good knowing that I'm helping the community. Every time I see one of those police officers walk through the door, one of those teachers walk through the door, I know that I'm giving back to my community. I just think it's very cool.
A second question, real fast. I know you were talking about a software management system.
Yes.
I'm still kind of we're in the midst of changes. Anyway, everybody that walks through the door, okay, so you have John Smith and Mary Doe walk through the door, okay, do you enter both of them into your software program, and all you got, I'm sorry, they don't even walk through the door. What we do right now, when they call in, I've got John Smith and his phone number and he wanted information.
Mm-hmm.
Do you enter those? And
yes.
You never hear from him. Enter those into your software?
Well, actually, you know what you can do? I believe and the reason why I'm saying UBill right now is because UBill is really
right.
The only software system I'm familiar with. But I believe you can enter it into when you go into the sales, you can go into the – and if I'm wrong, if you're – part of Member Solutions, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you can enter their information in there as a lead. And then, say you're dry on marketing ideas and you want to increase your enrollments, you just print out a report of all the leads that you have, and it all comes out right there. So it's just a good way of keeping track of all of them, because you never know down the road if you have a new staff member who's not doing anything. You just print out the phone list of prospects who've called in the last year who never came in, and you never know who will come in.
That is correct, Melly. Not to interrupt you, but that is correct. You can enter them as opportunities and leads.
Opportunities. That's what it is.
Opportunities.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. And I mean, it's a very cool concept to have them all organized together at the push of a button.
Okay. Because we use whatever the other Marshall saw.
Oh, okay.
So and you can do that. It's just I didn't want this huge database.
Right. Right. Well, that's the downfall of having desktop software is that it is a huge database. You know, if you can get a software management system that's web based, then you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, no, I'm eyeing UBill.
Yeah.
So.
I'd say that UBill is going to be very good. This is Chuck Crone, and I have it right now. I've been working with it, and so far I'm very happy with it.
Okay. Has anybody else gone from MarshallSoft to UBill?
Anybody on this line?
Yes,
anyone else? Nobody on this line, but I can tell you several of my Schumann Concept clients have switched over from MarshallSoft to UBill and really have been very satisfied with it. And if Chuck Brown likes it, then it must be good.
Hey, Melody, it's Mark.
Is Mark? Yeah, you did too, right?
Yeah, we're just in the midst of switching over to UBill right now, but as far as the MarshallSoft database and everybody that comes through the door, we send out letters to the prospects 3 times a year just saying you want to come in and it'll cost you whatever dollars to come in and try a class. And where else are you going to get 3,000 letters to mail to?
Well, these are people that, they call up and you're doing good to get their name and their phone number. And so it's like getting an address from them just isn't going to happen.
Gotcha. That's the staff member that I would stick who wants to get paid more money or wants a raise or is sitting around during downtime not doing anything. That's the job I would give them is I'd print out the phone list and tell them to start calling.
Okay. Well,
but then I would give them a fantastic financial incentive for it.
Right.
I would say, hey, you know what? If you get some of these or these leads to come in the door and enroll, I'll give you the down payment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you wouldn't get them anyway without it. So it's a very good incentive for your staff members.
I know. I'm trying to convince my husband of that, you know, that we pay somebody $10. If she can get them to walk through the door, she gets $10. And then if she joins, she gets something else.
Right.
Hey, Melody.
Yes.
One of the things that I do with Kathy here, I try to give her the mentality of, okay, if you call for anything that you're buying, they ask you for your name, your address, phone number, like that's part of it. You have to give that in order to get the information.
Oh, yeah. I bought clothes at the International Mall on Sunday, and they asked me for my phone number.
Hey, well, what I do is I just say, well, I need to know what area you're in. What is
exactly.
your address?
Exactly. They
oh,
do
okay.
the same thing. That's what I said. I said, why do you need my address? And they say that's how they know where they're drawing their customers from.
Right. And also another thing, too, if they give you any feedback on that where they don't really give it to you, say, well, I'd like to send you the information so you can look at it. Instead of, you know, if you're not comfortable with coming into the school, I'll send you our brochure and our schedule.
Yeah, or you could send them a free gift.
Right.
And you could send them a $5 gift card, $10 gift card, anything like that to a local restaurant, something like that.
Another thing that we did was we went back to our list of people that would not come into the school.
Right.
And we sent out our summer camp brochures to them. Just yesterday, I received 4 of them, and $140 a piece. Those were people that did not come into the school.
There you go.
In and inquired about classes.
There you go. Summer camps, birthday parties. If you're going to add cutting edge curriculum, that's the kind of information that you're sending them.
Yes.
Okay. And other questions out there? No other questions today. Okay, well, then that's great. Everybody, thank you very much for joining this month's Member Solutions teleconference, and thank you very much for all of you who put in this request for this month's teleconference. Don't forget to email me if you have any questions on some of the information that I talked about today, or if you'd like to see the press releases that I have on the Teachers Train Free and the Police Officers Train Free, feel free to email me. And then, of course, guys, take advantage of those 20-minute consultations. Allie does such a fantastic job. Every time I talk with him, I always get great ideas. Of course, I'm ready and willing to help you because, guys, I know what it's like. I've been there in the past, and I'm here again. I'm 11 weeks into, I'm a baby again, into this school, and I'm doing exactly the same thing as you're doing, and I definitely don't want to see you struggle or have a hard time, and I want to see everybody succeed because I believe in the martial arts industry. I've been in it all my life, and anything I can do to help you, that's what I'm here for. Member Solutions really went out of their way to provide these services for you. And if you're really happy with Member Solutions, there's no better way to say thank you to them than to take advantage of all the opportunities, such as this teleconference and the free consultations, whether they're via email or by telephone. So thank you guys very much. If there's any particular topic you guys want to hear in the next few months, shoot me over an email. The requests are always great. We want to make sure that we're giving you what you need, not what we think you need, but what you specifically need. So keep those requests coming in, and I hope everybody has a great and successful week. You guys take care.